Remember when we first started dating and I kept joking about how it'd be at least 4 years before we got engaged? And now it's coming up in 4 years.
Oh, it's definitely coming.
It's definitely coming.
Let's go home.
Welcome back to Wild Till 9.
Wow.
Where the neon sign still isn't on and the replacement one is still underneath the storage cabinet.
On the floor. So Jeremy has been purging the entire day.
Purging.
And it's been very impressive.
And by purging, we do not mean bodily.
Huh?
Purge? To purge?
To purge?
To throw up?
Oh, when I think of purge, I for whatever reason, my first like thought association with the word purge is the movie.
The Purge?
The Purge. And then second thought association would be like to get rid of all my shit.
Marie Kondo.
Yeah, to Marie Kondo that ass.
And surprise guest, me.
Marie Kondo.
Have you ever watched her stuff?
No, because here's the thing about being a borderline hoarder is that everything sparks joy. And I like to keep everything.
So, and I have not watched it either. And I'm not a hoarder.
Uh-huh.
And I definitely would not pass a lie detector test if someone was like, when Lauren's gone, do you ever take the opportunity to throw a bunch of shit away that she's not gonna remember that you threw away?
Mm.
Because the answer is yes.
I know, I saw you throw out. So I have this one specific shopping bag of like my reusable shopping bags.
Oh my God.
And it's one of like the reusable ones you bring with you to the grocery store every time. And it's got like the 6 little drink compartments. And so when I buy big sparkling waters, some nice old grocery store man gave me one for free. And so I bring it with me every time. And I saw you throw it out the other day.
I threw it away.
I know.
You know,
I saw it.
You know where it was?
In the garage.
On the floor.
In the garage.
On the floor.
In the garage.
Yeah. Lauren is a mess.
Jeremy is also a mess.
We both have messy tendencies.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, yeah. I would say we are actually pretty evenly matched.
Or even kill.
Which I think is the key to a successful relationship.
Right, because if I was, this is not the topic we're going to talk about today, but it's probably the most important topic. You have to like match the other person's quirk, weird, or whatever it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like it doesn't really matter what it is, as long as you guys are on the same page, you can probably make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Like two serial killers could probably make it work together.
Right, or-
Actually, that might be the one that it doesn't match.
My Aura Ring just said that bedtime's approaching. It is 8:30 p.m. And that is the most accurate Wild Till 9 moment that I've seen in a while.
Brought to you by Aura Ring.
By Aura Ring.
Without a sponsor.
I would love a sponsor.
But no, isn't that kind of like, have you ever heard that, like the question of like, would a serial killer actually be perfect with another serial killer?
I mean, I think we saw that literally play out in the show You.
Oh, well- Spoiler alert. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was literally what it was. Ooh, and
do you think you've ever met a serial killer? Like in real life?
Probably. I feel like chances are you've probably crossed paths with one.
I think we've crossed paths with someone who's murdered someone. I don't know if you've crossed paths with like
a serial killer.
Murder.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. I'm sure like statistics would say that you've crossed paths with someone who's killed someone.
Definitely.
Just
definitely.
Like murders.
Well, you would definitely have.
What?
Didn't you have like a story in high school where someone died?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
You literally, yes. The answer is yes.
I know them. I know them.
And I grew up in Rockford, Illinois. So the answer is yes.
The answer is also yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not the way I wanted to start the pod.
I was going to say, wow, morbid start to the pod.
Okay. But on a bright note, we are about to do travel. And we just got back from travel. And the only way that we're going to be able to survive is an emphasis on organization. No?
Yes. I think that you and I have two different approaches. So, and also, you know what I was just saying? So Jeremy and I just got back from Vegas. We're going to Miami for work this weekend. The weekend after is Coachella. And then weekend after is a wedding in New Orleans.
Yes.
And okay, so we're going to dive into all of this because this is a whack ass month.
Followed by jury duty.
That's right. Yeah, jury duty. That's right.
Like just... Let me jump off the bridge now. Like I couldn't want to do that less.
Jury duty might be like a little vacation for you.
There's no world where jury duty is a vacation for me.
What I was going to say though, is that I was talking to my mom today about how like literally a month ago, like February, March and beginning of April is when I was like, I was barely making it by as a human. Like remember my anxiety was so bad
a year ago.
Yeah, a year ago. To the year. So I say to the day or to the month or whatever.
Maybe I don't know.
To the year in 2021, at this time last year, I
Yeah.
Couldn't leave the house to go to like Remy's house to record a podcast. Like it is so crazy like where my anxiety has gone from then until now to being able to travel, like get on a plane for the most part, 4 weekends in a row is crazy.
It is get on top of tables and dance crazy. In Vegas.
Crazy.
Literally. That's what you're doing.
I wasn't quite on the table. I was more on like the side of like the booth.
You were perched.
I was perched.
You were elevated.
I was elevated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shaking
your little booty.
Shaking my little booty.
To some.
Like one does. To a little.
Cascade.
Animals by Martin Garrix.
Afrojack. Martin Garrix.
Oh, that was day two of the trip.
I combined them. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Point is, you're doing great.
I know.
I haven't even thought about worrying about your inability to get on to a normal transportation device in a while. Uh-huh. And I was definitely on the proactive, I don't think she's gonna be able to do that a year ago.
Oh, I couldn't do anything a year ago.
What do you think the switch was?
One, fixing the chemical imbalance when I swapped over to a different medication. Like a lot of the times the mental health stuff just literally boils down to having a chemical imbalance. And it is so shitty, the process of trial and error to like figure that out. But I think a major key component for me was finding the right medication. But then also, like, I don't want to discredit the work that I put in through therapy.
Yeah.
Like, I busted ass every single week. I wrote down everything my therapist said. I referred back to it. And like, I have so many notes. And like that therapist straight up changed my life. Oh my God. Like single-handedly, this one man, Dr. D, that therapist straight up changed my life. And like the things that I learned working with him through like CBT and like carrying that through the rest of everything, for some reason, working with him, everything just like clicked. And I am a much higher functioning, anxious human now.
Still anxious.
Still anxious, but functioning. Yes,
I, you
exactly.
know, I think everyone has their the thing that they lean towards. But you know, if you could figure out how to function, that's cool.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We are out here functioning.
And I'm still perfect.
Still perfect.
Still perfect. No, but like you've been doing great. And I'm not worried about that being the reason why one of these trips is not a success.
Yeah. And so what I was going to say is that I feel like you in between travel, like to get super organized. Mm-hmm. And like, that's how you're going to prosper best. Like while we yo-yo between being home and being away.
Yep.
Whereas my priorities, I think, are a little different. Like, cause I have a lot of Marie Kondoing to do in this household. I really do. But like, I have mentally put that on the back burner until we get back from our last travel because like, I don't want to open that can of worms, let half the worms out and then have to slam the lid and like accidentally chop a worm in half. And it's gonna be like a messy situation. And so like, I don't want to open the can of worms until I can safely exit all worms.
Well, I think you can do it.
That was tough.
Take two. you're definitely, I am a creature of habit because my mother, I feel like would organize, actually she was very, very just like schedule at the end of like, even every week, she cleaned the house every week, to the point where I'm like, you didn't need to dust that corner.
But you just have to dust on Tuesdays.
Right. Any point is she loved to do those things. And when I come back to a nightmare of a mess and I just left the airport.
Yeah.
My brain is not in a good place. So it's like, I have to like. Get everything in its place, take care of it all. So that way when like the like nightmare and the tornado comes back home, it can easily be put into like the, okay, everything's already organized though, so that's okay. Or if I don't have time and I'm gonna pass out and like go to work the next day, last thing I want is a nightmare on top of another nightmare.
Right, like your laundry's already done.
Yep.
You're a fresh start on like the laundry hampers.
Huge.
Yeah, whereas like I'm already packed. And like, that's one of like my organization things that I have to do before I can like start feeling mentally and physically ready to go. Yep. I'm already packed and a lot of my work stuff is already taken care of. The house is a nightmare. So for you, that kind of sucks because like that's not high on the priority list, but like my personal priorities are pretty taken care of right now.
But like if I come back and go into nightmare mode,
yeah,
my stuff is clean and out of your way. So it should not be a problem for you to like, okay, I want to go organize my side of the house now.
Yeah.
Which is half the battle.
Which is literally
like,
half the battle.
But like when you're trudging through my shit and vice versa, it can only get so clean.
Yeah, it really can.
And right now you need to trudge through your own shit.
It's not bad. I would say all the common areas are pretty good. I've got like one explosion happening where all my accessories are. That's a major explosion.
Yeah.
I've got an explosion in my office, but oh my God, great news. Big moment. I'm getting the credenza delivered from CB2 that I ordered in November.
Okay.
Very exciting. It was supposed to get delivered last week. Something fell through. And Thursday's a new day. So yeah. Fingers crossed. This is the missing piece, though, for me to be able to finish.
Wait, what credenza is it? For your office?
For my office.
So we can get that in there, and then we'll start it all over.
And we'll start it all over again.
Great. It's like a fun game.
You got to admit, I have never used that room more than I have in the last 3 months.
Correct. But you've also been more productive on new ventures and things that probably shouldn't be started from slouching over the cloud couch in the last 3 months as well.
Okay. But I think this is the one. I've said that a lot of times, but I do think this is the one. So anyways, my last organizational piece is coming on Thursday, fingers crossed. And so that I can finally put like a few of like the random boxes that are still in the corner of that room away. That's a Marie Kondo situation. The accessories. There's also a few drawers in the house that are one of those drawers where you just stuff a whole bunch of shit in and then slam the door closed.
You do a lot of that.
Oh man, I got a few drawers like that that just-
You got a few dozen.
Need, that is absolutely untrue.
I think you have a dozen.
A dozen?
And if, I will challenge you after this. Actually, I'll take a wager. I bet you have a dozen drawers in this house that you've done that to.
But like what counts as one drawer? I have a sock drawer that's happening to right now.
Okay, socks?
Yeah.
Totally. I would be concerned if you were organizing where you put your socks. Especially when you wear boo-boo socks like you do.
I don't wear boo-boo
socks. You wear boo-boo socks.
You know what? Bombas. We would love another sponsor because I would love some more Bombas socks.
I love Bombas and I've almost replaced half. I've replaced at least half of my inventory of socks with Bombas socks.
Bombas socks are so good.
Probably 3/4. You wear boo-boo socks all the time.
I wear boo-boo socks.
Yeah.
I know.
And anyone's wondering what boo-boo socks are. The $3 socks that I don't think they...
You get them at Forever 21. It's the Forever 21 socks that have the cutest patterns on, but they're only... They get holes in them after about 1.5 wears. Those are boo-boo socks. I will say, whenever it's like a Bombas sock day, I'm like, oh, today's going to be a good day. Like I save my Bombas socks for specific days.
I will take my Bombas socks off if I'm going to even walk on the concrete 3 steps because I wouldn't want to hurt them.
Oh, no, you can. You could never hurt the Bombas socks. No.
Well, I would feel like it's irresponsible.
This is the best Bombas ad that we've ever done that we are not getting paid for.
My point is this, Bombas, I love you. I'm wearing you currently. I wear you often.
I'm wearing boo-boo socks because all my Bombas socks are dirty.
You wear boo-boo when the Bombas are dirty.
I wear boo-boo when the Bombas are dirty.
I get it. Another store that I'm absolutely obsessed with for 1,000 reasons is the Container Store is getting our lives together right now.
I love the Container
Store. Is the Container Store in Canada?
No. I know.
I think they would thrive there.
I think the Container... Store.
We'll do it again.
I think the Container Store could thrive literally anywhere.
Can it ship to Canada?
I don't know.
I see. That's
you know what though. So much has changed since I moved to the States. When I lived in Canada, you couldn't ship shit to Canada. It was brutal. So we actually had an address in the States.
Allegedly,
we allegedly had an address in the States. A totally legal company.
You just have it like forwarded to you then? Or did you have to go pick it up?
No, I had to go pick it up.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that sucks. Why don't you do like a forwarding address?
I don't think you can because of customs and the border.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. When I lived in Canada,
I'm proud to be an American.
Like,
yeah,
unless there was like a .ca version of a store that was just like made for Canada.
.ca.
A .ca version, like Topshop.ca or whatever.
You know, Americans are filled with people who think far too highly of themselves. But I will say, when you grow up in a world where the international code is one and every website ever is .com and the World Wide Web is in the .com or like kind of just doing that, you grow up in this world where you think that that's like, oh, well, I just never thought about needing another code besides one or not.com. What would it be?
I've had this conversation with so many Americans, I feel like.
Well, I mean, I don't know what day it hit me and I was like, wait.
You know what the most common conversation is that like when the rest of the world, we've talked about this before, is on Celsius and meters.
I'm not going to stick up for that one.
Yeah.
Imperial system.
Like the rest of the world.
It seems like an angsty teen who made up an idea and was like, I'm going to stick to this.
Yeah.
And then it became a joke that never really went away. And now we have to remember that there's 12 inches in a foot and God only knows how many pints in a liter and a this and a that stupid.
Wait, who do you think is the angsty teen? Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Fahrenheit.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. Fahrenheit's for sure the angsty teen who wants to do it their way.
The only good argument for Fahrenheit that I've heard is that the whole 0 to 100 thing is indicative of like how it would feel. Like zero is too cold.
Okay.
100 is too hot.
Except for zero is freezing. You can't argue the logic there. In Celsius.
No,
well,
no, 32. It's freezing.
Right. But I'm saying is that like.
I'm not saying that Celsius is not better. Uh-huh. What I am saying is that's the only argument for Fahrenheit of like, okay, well, 100, too hot, zero, too cold. Okay, I get it. By the way, I think it's great that we can adjust our little dial on the thermostat a little bit more exact than Celsius.
Sure.
You still don't speak Celsius.
Fahrenheit,
It's like a foreign language to you.
No, I have a general idea that like, I know that my favorite temperature is like about 75.
Okay.
I don't know what that is in Celsius, but like, I know that like 82 is like kind of warm. I know freezing is 32.
Okay. What's boiling water?
Boiling water is...
Oh, I can already tell this is wrong.
132?
Very close.
One.
Except for it's 212.
212 is boiling water?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was not even close. And then it's just all so confusing because then like when you get into the negatives of Fahrenheit, yeah. And then we eventually
cross
paths in the negatives of Celsius.
High five. Yeah.
It's very confusing. Boiling is 212?
I didn't make it up, okay?
I guess that makes sense. It's like I've felt what 130 degrees feels like and I did not
boil.
Yeah.
So although it sure feels like you're going to.
Yeah. 100%. Huh.
Well, now that we've covered everything that no one cared about, congratulations to the Grammys for starting and ending without any fights.
Yeah.
Are there fights?
I'm trying to think. I'm getting just like memes mixed up from like past years. Yeah. I'm getting memes mixed up from the Oscars. It's
also shout out to two major Tillys, Travis and Chloe. Congrats on your engagement or wedding or whatever it is.
Was I tagged in that?
Chloe or Courtney? Who's Travis Barker dating?
Oh my God. I thought you were talking about actual Tillys. Courtney.
They are Tillys.
Courtney and Travis.
Yeah, Courtney and Travis.
Uncultured fuck.
They're big Tillys. Congrats on the wedding.
They got married in Vegas after the Grammys.
What's funny is while we were on our ride back to the airport, we looked up at the chapel and we're like, huh. And the people we were with were like, should we pull over and stop? And we didn't. But we could have also gotten married right next to them.
Yeah. My mom, Gail, would love nothing more.
A Vegas chapel, really? I don't think there's got to be a line.
Does it get her one step closer to grandkids?
Yes.
The answer is yes then.
But yeah, I guess.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Does it get her one step closer to grandchildren? Grandchilds.
Yeah. Remember when we first started dating and I kept joking about how it'd be at least 4 years before we got engaged? And now it's coming up in 4 years.
I believed you. I don't know if my mom didn't, but I believed you.
She hasn't pulled me aside yet in person and said, what the fuck yet? But I think it's coming.
Oh, it's definitely coming.
It's definitely coming. I think I have until like Christmas.
They're coming. Yeah. Well, we're going home in June. So maybe till
Christmas.
June.
Christmas. Yeah. Nothing feels warm and fuzzy in holidays like when the fuck are you going to marry my daughter?
Right. So I feel like why save that for the warm and fuzzy Christmas time than when it's like actually scorching hot out and you're already in like Hades hell.
But maybe she'll bring it up in June. We don't know. It'll be fun.
Well, it's so fun. I hope I'm not in the room for it.
Well, do we think we'll get engaged first or will our parents meet first?
I think we'll get engaged first.
I think so too.
I genuinely think so. I think because your mom also is so adverse to traveling anywhere.
Yeah.
I think there would have been a much higher chance of like any kind of paths crossing, even on like some kind of joint vacation or like passing through or like literally anything if your mom was more friendly with travel.
I realized today as I was talking to my mom about our Vegas trip that we'll need to somehow figure out how to obviously win the lottery so that we can also fly private so that my mother can fly with us places.
Okay, but remember we talked about how you can hire a flying companion?
Yeah, so my mother, like many people, has flying travel anxiety. But my mother lived in a time where anxiety didn't exist. So it's just, and like she admits that she has anxiety, but certainly not to the point where she's going to seek medical help over it. So it's like, she's aware that she doesn't like it. She doesn't want to do it because she doesn't like it. And that's kind of the end of the situation.
Right.
We're working on it. But when I suggested, I was like, hey, why don't I buy a travel companion who just shows up and you get in the car with them and they basically, you know, are with you the whole way.
They take care of all the logistics.
You go all the way. Yeah. Literally, it's like a personal assistant that day.
No, you know what it literally is? It's like there's those companies that will fly puppies across the country or whatever to its new home. That's like, Donna is the puppy.
It's an emotional support human.
It's an emotional support human.
It's what I am to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Sometimes you bully me at the airport though.
I'm not the most cheery
Jeremy
person at the
is the worst form of himself at the airport. The literal worst form.
My patience for people in the airport is at an all-time low, I will say. Like, if I kept that level of patience in my normal 9-to-5, I'd be unemployed.
Single, no friends,
yeah.
Unemployed.
No one enjoyed me. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think that I'm an efficient traveler, mm-hmm. and I think that everyone should be well-studied before they get to the airport and know the do's and don'ts. And I know that's not realistic, and I know that I'm an asshole for it. I know it's a fault of mine, it's a problem, mm-hmm. but I go to great lengths to go and get all of the clearances so that I can just breeze through global entry or do as little security as possible or just go into, and when I feel like when I'm like unnecessary blockers are put in my way, my patience at 4:45 in the morning is not something that I would write home to mom about.
I got news for you.
I know, I'm not, this is my fault. It's my fault.
There will always be a bitch that's got a full-size water bottle in their bag. There will always be that bitch. And there's always gonna be that family that's got 14 iPads for their iPad babies all packed away.
My frustration is usually when I'm with you and you've removed my TSA pre-check from me and I'm in the general line after we've already been there for 45 minutes longer than I would have. And there's a water bottle every other person.
I know, okay, but the immigration situation is that I can't get a lot of like those pre-check situations. So I am as efficient as possible because I know Jeremy's patience also wears thin. Like when I roll up to security, my shoes are off, my water bottle is empty, I've got my electronics out already. Like I am ready for
business.
Baby,
you're not the problem. You're great.
I know.
You're great.
I work.
If you could just
also because I'm stuck with you for the entire day, so it's like if you're crabby because of some bitch with a water bottle mm-hmm. or some man with an iPad, mm-hmm. I pay the price. Mm-hmm. So I am on my best.
I will say though, I'm not someone who's rude to the airline staff.
No, you're rude to me.
But no, that drives me fucking crazy when people are being mean to people who are just trying to do their job. I assure you, no one across the counter is like, I can't wait to ruin this person's day and make them 3 hours delayed so that they can sit here and stare at me for 3 more hours. They don't want that. They want you to leave.
I feel like airline people probably get the worst of it. Oh my God.
I've heard like the flight attendants, if they're not like actually flying,
yes,
it doesn't count. They're not getting paid for it. They're just sitting there waiting to get paid.
Right.
I cannot believe that's legal.
If you're a flight attendant, please let us know.
Yeah, do we have flight attendant tillies?
I'm sure we do. I'm sure we do.
That's fun. I would like to hear about any flight attendant tillies and any horror stories, please.
Oh my God, yeah, that's so fun. Can you imagine? You know what? I've actually been on the Reddit forum of like flight attendant.
Ooh, there's tea, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure there's tea. Wait, should I find some?
Yes.
Oh my God, this is not where we thought this podcast was going to go. Okay, so a lot of these on Reddit are either like 14 pages long or all of these answers are like, not a flight attendant, which is super helpful.
Like there's one qualifier here, be a flight attendant.
Okay, so a lot of the common denominators here, I wasn't able to pull since obviously we didn't prep for this. I didn't pull like anything crazy. Lots of stories of people having unexpected babies on flights.
Oh, can't you like not fly in the third trimester?
Okay, so this one had a very pregnant woman who was en route to deliver at a different hospital in the last 2 weeks of her pregnancy. You must be allowed to travel in your last trimester because this lady was pregnant.
Better she just was trying to pull a fast one and did not realize that was a bad idea for her and her alone.
Uh-huh. Unfortunately, her baby wasn't waiting. Halfway the trip, she goes into labor. They move first class back one row so they had room. Luckily, the flight had a shock trauma surgeon.
Put 150 people together. Someone's got some skills.
I think one of our nurse friends, I think it was Maggie, was on a flight. Was it Maggie?
Yeah. I think I remember her saying something about this.
When there was a medical emergency and there was not a doctor on board. And I don't know what the statistics are, but I think a lot of the time there is a doctor on board. Yeah. And I think that she was the most qualified person on the plane.
Poor Maggie, who is probably fully qualified, but is so anxious and nervous. And like, I feel like she's not in nurse mode, doesn't want to be in nurse mode, right?
Well, also she like works with kids and stuff and she like is very specific and like what she does now, like, you know, she's like,
is it a pediatric oncology?
Yeah, she's like, exactly. Right. So it's like
which of course, you know, probably have to have a lot of, you know, knowledge up there in the brain.
Oh, but are you kidding me? Yeah, of course.
Like, why is this random person convulsing? I don't know.
We don't know. So this person had a baby. She had twins on the flight.
Oh, good. Double the fun.
Which is wild.
So if you successfully do that, does the airline just have to give you like a status for the next year just for fun? Or do they ban you for not, you know, obeying the rules.
I don't think she broke the rules.
Got it.
I really don't think she broke the rules.
Okay. What else you got?
I feel like they have to get free. It's like, wait, actually, does the first baby of the year get anything? You know how it's always like a big deal when the first baby of like the new year is born? Do they get anything?
Yeah.
Or was that only in a movie where there was like a
fight? I've heard of this. I think it was like the first baby of like the millennium.
To get something?
Yes. The first millennial got their...
whatever, college paid for or something like that.
Yeah, who knows? Okay, what else you got?
Another one, how frequently flights have to make emergency landings for passengers who have anaphylactic reactions from people eating peanuts or seafood near them.
Well, I mean, at a certain point, when are we going to take the nuts off the plane?
I have never understood how someone can exist when they have like a severe allergy where they can't even smell. You know what I mean? Like, they can't be like in the same vicinity as like a peanut or like a shellfish or something like that. Like, that seems like really hard to exist. Like in the most like simple and plain out way. Like, it feels, cause you can only control like what you eat. And like, obviously you probably wouldn't walk into a bar that like serves, you know, raw peanuts in a bucket.
What's this? The fast food place or the sit down ish restaurant where there's just peanut shells all over the floor. That's a thing somewhere.
I mean, I went to a handful of them growing up.
Really?
Oh my God, eating
nuts, just throwing shells.
Yes, and you throw them on the ground. And it was so fun as a kid because you would stomp on the shells.
Got it, yeah.
And it was like crunchy leaves, but crunchy
peanuts.
Seems like
a Canadian thing that actually trickled down to America.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We're not like known for our peanuts or something though. Like,
got it. You know, just syrup all over the floor. It's like, what the fuck is this?
I know, it's like, I feel like you're thinking of maybe beavers and not squirrels.
Huh.
We have beavers.
A lot of beavers?
A lot of beavers.
Okay.
A lot of beavers.
Got it. Well, yeah, I mean, also coming from the girl who, if you know, you look at a dessert, it has almonds in it, but you're really interested in it, you'll just pick the almonds out and hope to God you don't swallow one.
Okay. It took me a whole bag of raw almonds to have a really hard
raw almonds.
A whole bag of raw almonds.
You were just munching on raw almonds?
Munching. Yeah. Almonds are delicious. Oh my God, they're so good. They're like meaty. Yeah. I love it. It makes me so sad that I can't eat them. And like, here's the thing is that there are so many almond-based things that I would love to try.
You remind me often.
Yeah, I would love to try because I really think, and my allergist said this, he's like, but like, maybe don't give this a shot because like, here's your EpiPen, you know, as I'm walking out the door.
Yeah, your EpiPen's probably 3 years expired.
Oh, it for sure is. It's super expired.
Can you just like order new ones?
I think I'd probably have to get the prescription renewed.
Got it. That seems like something you should be able to just order.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That and...
because it's not like you're getting high off of the...
Right. Like that and insulin, I feel like should be on Amazon Prime.
Maybe it is. I wonder if I can... I'm going to look. You can get everything. If you can get a tattoo gun on Amazon, there's a high chance you can get an EpiPen on Amazon.
It's true.
What I was going to say though is that I didn't realize that macarons are made from almond flour. No, is it almond powder? One of the two. Anyways,
I'm not very well versed in this topic.
It's based with almond powder, I think. And I've been eating those forever and I didn't realize that those were almond powder based. So I think that there's a world. Mm. So like, I would never try almond milk because that's made from like a straight up almond. But like when things have almond butter in them, almond flour in them.
Can we get on to the Mile High Club stories?
Oh, there was a bunch of those actually.
Yeah. So I, that's a bucket list item of mine.
The bathrooms are so disgusting on planes. I don't know in what world.
All right, fine.
What
if we fly on Emirates? Well, if we fly on Emirates and we're flagship first class, I think we just have a bedroom.
You have a literal bedroom, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But that's not as fun.
Flight attendant confessions.
Like, I don't want to, the only reason I would not want to do it is because I would not want to disturb others on the plane.
Oh my God, this person is writing a porno on here. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. This is like, it feels like Wattpad.
And if anyone's interested in Lauren's response to that, her lack of response to that is a great indicator.
It's exactly how I feel about it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's a thing. We were just talking about this and I've heard this on literally like 5+ podcasts about how boners and high altitude are linked.
Potentially.
Should I Google that?
Yeah.
I feel like so, okay, wait, is it?
You need to Google it. It's a thing.
Yeah.
I have a penis and I have seen altitude. And
I have felt altitude. High altitude and erections.
Over here walking like I have a limp. Yeah, no, it's a thing.
Oh, because air is thinner at altitude. It causes blood pressure to rise. Oh, which can cause exhaustion, shortness of breath, disorientation, heart palpitations, and erections. Oh my God, this article, why climbing Mount Everest gives people weird boners.
Got it. So Colorado, great place to be horny.
Wow.
Okay. Back to our scheduled program.
Okay, so let's talk about Vegas.
Go ahead.
Guys, I'm so excited to recap all of our travels. Like, I feel like we have weekend things and then we come immediately home and get to recap what we did to tell you guys everything that the tea. We just spill the tea with you.
We're going to go and have an extravagant 6 weeks of travel to the most just far enough place away that's still realistic so that we can have things to talk about always.
Let's maybe not that much, but okay. Yes. Okay, yes. Yes.
Go on.
So Vegas, we left on a Friday, came back on a Sunday, and that felt like the longest 48 hours of my fucking life. We did so much. And I slept a decent amount. Jeremy, on the other hand, did not sleep as much. So anyway, we
went to Vegas for a friend's birthday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was like the whole point of us going to Vegas. We were just like, I'm gonna go to Vegas. But we timed it unstrategically, but excitedly strategically.
Uh-huh.
Grammys weekend.
Right, and so the day that we flew out was the day of the Grammys.
Yeah, well, we flew back with the Grammys.
Yeah, flew out of Vegas back to LA.
Flew back. You'd fly out to Vegas and fly back to Vegas, to LA.
Yeah.
Right.
Flew out of Vegas into LA.
Sure.
Okay, so.
Same page.
And again, I don't know how to put this in a way that is normal, but our friend whose birthday it was, his family owns a jet. Owns multiple jets.
Well, several.
And she...
Normal.
I just don't know. That's all I got.
As I was recapping to my mother and right. I walked her through this, she kind of wanted to like know how and why. And I go, Mom, if I knew how and why we acquired jets, I'd have them.
Right. My dad was so excited. My dad is loves planes, trains, and automobiles kind of guy.
He would like to just take a few more laps around, see how it works, what's going on.
Oh, yeah. The amount of submarines that I've been on.
Submarines?
Yeah. Like submarine tours, because Greg loves a good submarine tour.
I would have a hard time with a submarine tour, I think.
Didn't love the submarine tour.
I'm too tall for submarines.
You are much too tall for submarines are made for 5'2" Gale.
Yeah.
I'm the max height.
She thrives in submarines. Yeah.
But anyway, so we were on the jet and I was taking all these pictures and videos for my dad. Because I was like, I know he's going to geek out.
This is adorable. This.
Yeah.
And did he?
Oh yeah, he loved it. He was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And so much smaller than I thought I was going to be.
Sure.
Like, this is going to sound so dumb, but it is so crazy. I guess when you don't think about the mechanics of how a plane works when you're up in the sky with 300 other people.
Right.
But when you're up in the sky with 5 other people, you're like, oh my God, I'm in a little flying metal tube right now. And I am very high in the sky.
I was a little shocked you didn't have any problems.
I've been in a smaller plane before.
Really?
Yeah. In Toronto, there's this company that I forget what they do. But anyway, I did a promotional thing for them where it was a smaller plane than the one that we were in. And it was for taking photos. It was a promotional thing for photo taking space. Oh, we went up.
Got it.
I was unwell on the way down.
A comfortable small plane?
I was taking photos. So it was I was posing weird and distracted, but also sitting backwards.
Have I seen these pictures?
No, I don't think you have.
I don't love sitting backwards on planes.
Okay. And that was my other thing is that when I was in Toronto, you take the train a lot. And so that was the first time that I ever sat backwards going in a direction on public transit. But going up and tilting in weird directions, being backwards, I don't know if that's for me.
Takeoff's not my favorite for sitting backwards.
Not for me.
But I would prefer me sit backwards and go through that than have you sit backwards. So I did it both times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's for
me. No. It is not for you.
It is not for me. No. And also when you hit a little bump of turbulence and your little small metal tube, whoa, it feels much different. Turbulence is not something that bothers me whatsoever on a real flight. I don't get anxious thinking about turbulence.
Well, the problem is it's not, when you're in that small of a plane, the turbulence is also accompanied by like the warning sign that you hear the pilot get at the same time. Mm-hmm. You're just like,
there's a ding that goes off.
What?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
You know what it does? It's like such an abrupt little drop when you hit any kind of turbulence. You know, when you go in a drop zone, that stomach feeling of like your stomach coming out your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and for a guy, your nuts, your stomach, and everything else come out your mouth. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about feeling that in your nuts.
Well, your balls and your throat feel like they're about 2 inches apart.
Oh my God. I never even thought about that.
Oh, I have. Yeah, I have.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. Like, I think about the feeling of like, it feels like.
As far as I'm concerned, they go up there.
They do. Yeah. So your nuts are in your throat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right by chest.
Okay.
I don't want to be.
They're sharing space here with your lungs.
Yeah. They're commingling.
So, I mean, it was the most luxurious once in a lifetime type of thing.
Once in a lifetime? No.
No. Luxury that we got to experience. And it was very fun.
I can't wait to go to our parents.
Oh my God. There's a bigger one.
A couple bigger ones.
Crazy.
Bedroom.
Crazy. A whole bedroom.
Huge. That's crazy.
But guess what? Aren't you super excited for the luxury of a red eye this tomorrow night? A red eye with a layover at 4 a.m.
So when you book a flight to Miami the week of, and it's like Nerdfest 2022, all of them are gone.
You know what I ordered? So excited. It's coming tomorrow right before our flight. I ordered a new neck pillow, and I have been on the search for a good neck pillow for many, many years. And I'm
genuinely, the only reason that people think still buy neck pillows is because none of them were actually good, and they keep hoping that the next one's going to be good.
This next one is going to be good.
Remember the time you spent like hundreds of dollars on like the weird.
No, it was like $60. It's called the ostrich pillow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm about to do though? So this is the same brand. So the ostrich pillow is the one that's like basically a soft pillow scuba hat that goes, or scuba helmet that goes over your head, and it's got the hole in the front.
Yes.
And the holes in the sides for you to put your hands in. I am one flight away from committing to that because it looks very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ones that are just like a U.
I can't speak to you or like pretend like we know each other if you're speaking to me out of like a submarine helmet.
I'm going to hold your hand the entire time.
No, I will rebook our tickets so that they're on the other side of the plane. Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Oh no.
And then have Lauren do that thing where she looks over just longingly. Why won't no one switch with me? Yeah. It's like it's her and Moose.
So anyways, so this one, you charge it beforehand. It's got the warmies. It's got a heating effect. And also it's got little neck massagers in the back of it. I think it was $45, which may be an indication that it's not going to be great, but I am very excited to give it a shot.
Yes.
You know what? When I'm toasty warm with a well-slept, flexible neck at the end of our very excessively long flight journey tomorrow to get down to Miami.
We're going to be getting our frequent flyers tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And it just sucks when you have a layover and you're going in the wrong direction for a little bit.
We're going straight just to Chicago to then go to Orlando.
To down.
Because that was the best route
we could take. That was literally the best option. And like I usually, like red eyes are not my preference.
You asked for it.
I know.
Anyway, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be great.
I mean, when you go 3 hours ahead too, it's like, it's just like something you just got to do.
And so when's the last time you were in Miami?
I was in Miami probably 7 years ago.
Yeah, it's been years for me.
It's been years.
It's going to be fun.
Oh no, I'm super excited.
We didn't
even cover Vegas. We keep skipping over Vegas. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
So let's talk about the highlights. Okay. So night one, we went to the club.
We went to the club. That might have been the clurbiest club we have ever been to together.
It might be the clurbiest club we've ever been to.
I mean, it's hard to out-club Vegas.
You can't out-club Vegas.
It's like the whole point, right?
And also like if we go to the club again this weekend in Miami, like those will be the two clurbiest clubs that we will do back to back.
You might, Lauren, visit one of my favorite establishments in the whole world this weekend.
Can't wait.
You're going to love it. But boop. I won't tell anybody until after we go.
Mm. Uh-huh. I think our Miami locals are piecing things together quickly right now.
Code for you. We'll see. It'll be fun.
So we went to the club and we were a guest of someone else who had gotten a table. Mm-hmm. And like this guy was like a big wig. Like when we were like, oh, we're with them.
We were the least cool people there by 7 miles.
Oh my God. I know.
By the way, the best place to be, the least cool person. Everyone wants to be the coolest person. No. You want to be the least cool person at the cool person table.
Yes, 100%.
Like us, like, hey, what's up?
Yes.
No, I got the band. They're like, who are you? Who did you steal this from? Like, no, I'm with them. They're like, you can stay.
Yeah.
That was us.
And
hi, guys.
Clubs are open until 4 a.m. in Vegas.
Yes.
I think I'm just so used to like Toronto and LA where things close and like shut down at 2 that like anytime like Vegas and New York when shit's open so late, I'm like, I am not built for this.
Miami doesn't close, I don't think.
I am also not built for that. I am truly not built for that.
Well, I learned this weekend, as we'll carry on, that I also am not built for that either. I just, the amount of effort it takes to go out back to back to back.
Yeah.
Not interested. It's not for me.
Not interested. And even if I was interested, not capable.
I don't want to do it anymore.
You know, my thing is that I've learned over the years, and I wish that I had embraced this earlier on, is that when I'm ready to leave, I just take my ass home. I am an independent woman with an Uber app. And when I want to go home, I just take my ass home.
And Lauren only had 7 guys fall in love with her on the route from leaving the club to actually getting into the Uber, which is great.
I didn't love that part. That part was not great. And I like tagged along to like a nice looking couple and just like, I don't know. I don't
did what my mom told me to do when I was 4. If you get lost, go find a nice woman and just stand next to her. I was like, okay, mom, is matter bad?
That's literally got what it. I did. That is literally what I did.
I'm surprised. Like I didn't like come out like of a child. Like, okay, because men aren't trustworthy, but women are. Oh wait, I'm a guy. I mean, like she would literally tell me, if you ever get lost, you just go find a woman and she's going to take care of you. I'm like, okay, thank you, mommy. And I left, and that's been my MO ever since.
Ever since.
And you were the nice woman that took care of me.
That is so nice.
That was so nice.
That is so nice. yeah, so I don't think this couple knew that I was like kind of trailing them.
Yeah.
But I had a few guys make a few passes at me, and I was like,
heavens to Betsy.
Fuck away from me. And so anyway, so took my ass home and it was great. And then you came home like 2 hours later and I had already logged 2 hours of sleep. My Aura sleep app was thriving.
It was saying, hey, and it woke
you
up.
You are in REM.
And I came in and then I took you out of REM for a moment.
Yeah.
Then you went back to REM.
And you know what? The Ring is actually a great, like looking at the app, I can always like see exactly when you came to bed.
Yeah. It tracks when the Jeremy participation joined the bedroom.
Right. Like this morning when you woke up and were announcing that you were going to go get some Cheerios and I was still asleep and had another hour to go. Hmm. I can see exactly where that was on my app.
Well, you know, it's accurate.
It really is.
Well, it truly really is. Every once in a while, like Lauren and I will, whatever reason, just like in the middle of the night, just like, I'm not sleepy. And we just love to announce that to each other. And this morning was my turn.
It was.
Yeah. It's actually usually more me announcing to her that I'm not tired. But every once in a while, you do the same.
I would say on the flip side, mine is I'm feeling snacky.
Yes.
And yours is I'm not tired.
And it's leavey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we'll do until we die.
Until we die.
Yeah.
So yeah, the club was fun. And I, you know what? I do much better if I'm like, I'm going to commit to having a great time for like 2 hours. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
That's right.
And it was fun. I had a great time. I feel so bad for Martin Garrix. That man has played the song Animals for the last 6 years. Probably
was a banger,
twice a week.
Still a banger. Always
a banger. I had a great time.
I don't think I realize how much I'm like not against EDM music until I'm listening to it at a club with a drink in my hand.
I think that you got to witness the best of me and my love for EDM on. Oh,
so fast forward past the first night to second day party. And have you ever been to a day beach club party before?
In like Mexico or something at some point.
Well, I gotta be honest. It's your element.
Oh my God, I thrive at a day party. Thrive, absolutely thrive.
Lauren DIY loves to throw a little swimsuit on.
Yes.
Show a little butt cheek or two.
Show a little butt cheek.
Have a nice little cold drink in her hand.
Yep.
Be able to order snacks.
Little snack.
Be able to go from shade to sun.
Yes.
To sun to shade.
Get a little, no makeup on, just sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's funny. Well, I don't think it's that funny. In Vegas, it's very much a cultural thing to be very well done up at 10 a.m. to go to the beach club.
Oh my God.
And by done up, I mean, it was the women because the dudes were barely, they were just phoning it in. They weren't doing anything special.
No. We mentioned this. Everyone looked like Harry Jowsey, except for not as cute and charming as Harry
Certainly
Jowsey.
Not. Yeah.
No. But Harry everyone looked like a mini Harry Jowsey.
It was store brand Harry Jowsey.
It was, yeah, exactly. It was store brand. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So good for Harry for setting trends.
Have never seen so many fake boobs in my entire life.
I didn't count them, but there were several.
The many, many, many fake boobs. Yeah, I didn't get the memo that I had to be in like full beat bitches in stilettos. I didn't get the memo.
Pools and heels. Who would have thought those two were here?
Oh my God. And like the amount of girls that we saw that are like messy wasted on the side of the pool in heels, like dancing on this little like 8-inch little ledge, like, and they're just holding on for dear life.
And like, what's the insurance policy look like for covering drunk people dancing next to bodies of water with alcohol in the sun for 8 hours at a time every day for 6 months straight?
Not entirely sure, but I hope they're insured for a lot.
They would have to be.
Yeah, I hope they're insured for a lot. It was so fun though. My God. There's this, like, I forgot how much I love a day club versus a nightclub. Like, everything is just so much better.
You enjoyed it more than me.
I had a great time.
Like, I had a good time.
And you know what though too? I made the decision that because there was like talks of potentially going to another club that night. And I was like, absolutely the fuck not. It's like, I can do a day drink situation or a night drink situation. I do not have the capacity to do both. So I'm here for a good time, not a long time. And so I was like, I'm gonna have a great time, have a little dranky drink here, and I'm gonna go for dinner with everyone and then take my ass to bed.
I will say, I don't think I can do sunshine and a club at night. That's the thing that I think that got me most.
Yeah, 100%. Like, to be baking in the
sun. We sound like we're 97 years old.
I know.
There's something that just makes you want to just go home and sleep immediately after being in the sun.
Okay, but like, even when you were a kid and you go to the beach for a day, you come home and take the world's best nap in the entire world.
True.
Like, that's not a secret.
It's true.
But and then add some alcohol into there.
I'm not someone who wakes up after nap and wants to go do anything.
That's true.
Yeah. When I'm down, I'm down. That's why I try to stay up.
I can nap and rally.
You're the queen of nap and rally.
I am the queen of
You do
of
it
nap
Monday through Saturday and then also Sunday and then back on Monday again.
I love nap
like you're
and
gonna
rally.
Probably nap and rally tonight.
I'm not gonna nap and rally. I can't nap tonight.
You probably nap and then like go watch a television show.
Oh, sometimes I'll sneak a little nap in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, before a TV show.
Point is, I I think we navigated Vegas as two near geriatrics as well as possible.
I think so too. And oh my God, saw Angus from Euphoria.
Yes.
Almost died. Saw Winnie Harlow as well too, who is stunning. Like so stunning that I like lost my breath.
People moved out of her way even before security made them.
100%.
It was like, oh, she's coming through, we have to move.
Also, Angus had like four security guards like walking on all sides of him.
Yeah. With like a...
Oh my God, you know who we also saw? I think we're in the bathroom for this. I saw a dude with sign.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom, but I came back and saw a dude without sign.
Dude with sign taking a picture with his sign.
That's pretty big.
I haven't seen it on his account yet, but I think it said day drinking, overnight drinking or something. It was definitely like a paid ad.
Hey, that's you.
I know, dude with sign. I fully agree.
Should we do a sign in the pod?
I would love dude with sign. I think he's New York based.
Does dude with sign talk?
Does
he speak? We heard him talk?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you think it was his idea?
No, I don't think so because dude with sign is a brand that's owned by, because they just
It's like Dodo or something.
No. They just launched Dudette with sign.
Oh, okay.
It's owned by a big media. Fuck Jerry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if, or maybe Dude with Sign came up with his own thing and then Fuck Jerry like acquired Dude with Sign. I don't really know.
Hard to say.
Anyway, starstruck by Dude with Sign.
Right.
Starstruck by Angus.
Yep.
Starstruck by Jesse Pinkman.
Yes.
What's his real name?
Aaron. Not sure, but Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad was there. Walt was not. Spoiler alert. It's because he doesn't make it.
No. Walt was there the night before.
No.
He's an investor. I saw it on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. We could have
Bryan Cranston?
Yes.
Is an investor in Tao?
Yes.
What?
I'm pretty sure.
I feel like that could be fake news.
Because you know who was also there was Food Kendall God Jenner. And Scott Disick. Wow. Very close, actually, that you said that. They're very close. Scott Disick and Food God.
Kendall Jenner was there.
Oh, that's right. She was there. Oh, shit. Yes. Yeah, I thought you were just throwing a name out there.
Can you? I bet all of the people we just mentioned are talking about how we were there on their podcast
You're
right now.
You're so right.
Yeah.
You're so, so right.
And then we came home and watched Grammys. Well, she watched Grammys while I slept.
Jeremy, I'm not kidding. He came home and slept from 6 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. on the couch. Then we went upstairs and maybe wake for 8 minutes and then slept for another 9 hours after that. It was truly impressive.
When I sleep.
When you sleep, you sleep.
When I don't sleep, I don't sleep.
Yeah, watch the Grammys. It was really great. Performances were incredible.
Lil Nas X is on another level.
Oh my God. Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow performing together was everything. Also, Justin Bieber did Peaches. You know, I'm a big fan. Big Peaches fan. But I like Peaches acoustic.
Acoustic, slow down.
But he started Peaches with the piano.
And he turned it up.
And then it like dropped.
I'm gonna have to watch the performance.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, that's what he did when we went to his concert.
Did we DVR it?
Yes.
Can't wait.
I'm sure it's on YouTube now as well too.
But I'm an old geriatric, so I'm gonna go and watch it on DVR.
Right. In Canada, we call it a PVR.
Personal video recording?
I think so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Good for Canada.
Good for Canada.
Miami this week, and then Coachella.
I know.
Holy shit. We're going to have such good content. And then what are we going to have some guests on next? Do we have some, like, surprises?
Well, surprise. Should I name the guests just in case? Or will it hold them accountable if I name the guests?
Name them.
Okay.
Who's up?
So I guessed it on Unfiltered with Zane and Heath last week. That is now up if you want to listen to that episode. And so we put a date in the calendar the Wednesday after Coachella to do a Coachella recap.
Okay, got it. Ooh, that'll be good. We'll see if we make it.
I think that's everyone is alive.
Got it.
And everyone is functioning at a regular human level, then that will be on.
It'll either be a really good podcast or a really scattered podcast.
Right, exactly. We'll could go either way.
It's too bad we don't have a mobile setup. We'll just do it at Coachella. That could have been fun.
That would be super fun.
Yeah.
That'd be super fun. And then Miami this weekend for
Nerdfest 2022.
Nerdfest 2022. I've never felt so surrounded by wieners.
Wieners. You purposefully chose an Airbnb filled with wieners.
No. 3 wieners, 2 buns. There's 2 girls, 3 guys.
Our future child's embarrassed just by hearing that. Like, oh, mom.
That was tough.
Okay.
2 girls, 3 guys. And Craig's basically like my brother. So it's like, that's like a, not like a.
And also kind of like your sister.
And also kind of my sister.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I get it. But it's going to be great.
Exactly.
We have good content coming your way.
I'm excited.
And Latvia, as always, I hope you had a great week and the rest of the countries as well.
Okay, bye.
Bye, y'all.